Keith Peters reporting. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says she'll call a vote next week on ousting House Speaker Mike Johnson. Greene says the GOP needs to fight for its agenda.
We need leaders in the House of Representatives that are going to get this done. Not working for Hakeem Jeffries, not working for Joe Biden, and not going to be twisted and lulled into keep continuing the disgusting practices of Washington, D.C. Mike Johnson is not capable of that job. He has proven it over and over again.
But on the Salem Radio Network news program this week on the Hill, Speaker Johnson says leadership battles such as this have consequences.
The last time the chair was vacated, everybody will remember back in October, Congress was closed for 3 weeks. You can't operate without a speaker. And the idea that we would want to go through that again is so dangerous.
Observers expect Greene's motion to be tabled. Donald Trump is going to be courting libertarians later this month, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The former president will speak at the Libertarian National Convention later this month here in the nation's capital as he tries to woo voters beyond the Republican base. In a statement, Trump said, "If libertarians join me and the Republican Party, where we have many libertarian views, the election won't even be close." The event comes as Trump's campaign has ramped up its attacks against Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is running as an independent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Arizona legislature has approved a repeal of a long-dormant 1864 ban on nearly all abortions. The vote to undo the 19th-century law will send the bill to Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 87 points, the Nasdaq dropped 52, the S&P lower by 17, oil to $79 a barrel. This is SRN News. Honduras fights the UN over abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The Latin American nation has a broad ban on the procedure, and activists are trying to get the world body to do something about it. Two abortion groups have filed a petition with the UN Human Rights Committee, charging that Honduras pro-life laws violate women's fundamental rights and international commitments. Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic are the only Latin American countries that still ban abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican state attorneys general are challenging a new federal regulation that seeks to override state laws designed to limit the promotion of transgenderism in the schools. In a lawsuit filed in federal courts in Alabama, Louisiana, and Texas, the states argue that the recently announced rule harms girls. The Biden administration is trying to undermine statutes that bar boys from using girls' bathrooms. SRN News. Ford is recalling nearly 243,000 Maverick small pickup trucks in the U.S. because the taillights may not illuminate. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Ford says it doesn't have any reports of crashes or injuries because of this, but the fact that the taillights may not light up increases the risk of a crash. Ford says the problem is a computer can mistakenly detect too much current on one or both of the tail lamps, causing them to stay dark while the trucks are being driven. You don't have to worry about the headlights, the turn signals, or brake lights. They'll still work, says Ford. The recall covers some pickups from model years 2022 through 2024. Dealers will fix this at no cost to you. Notification letters will start going out in late May. I'm Rita Foley.
The White House has a new curator, and Donna Hayashi Smith is the first Asian American to hold the post. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.